It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 610.
Queen Gronk back in the studio.
She's back.
How you going?
I'll clap for me.
Yeah, I'll clap for you.
I'm pretty upset that I forgot the crown, but that's okay.
Well, I
was annoyed about my glasses. They feel crooked. Do you wear contacts?
Yeah.
Pardon? Can they lay in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm blind as a bat.
I actually think I did see them when you look. I'm quite close to you right now.
They're clear, but yeah.
Your eyes really pop, don't they?
Thank you. That's so nice. That's why I wear so much green.
Do you have
it's lovely, thank you.
Do you wear colour contacts ever?
No, that would scare me. I mean the colour of my eyes is exceptional. I don't think
yeah. It's a good base.
You've got to know your strengths, and I think that's probably it for me. That's all I have to offer.
You're in the camp with my wife, but also your eyes, Josh, and yeah. Bree's eyes. Yeah. I mean, we're all popping. I mean, Mason and I are the strugglers with the...
Yeah, what do you call them?
No pop.
That's what the optometrist calls them.
What's my edge if my eyes are shit? Visually, because they're way better than you guys.
Facial hair,
because I don't need facial hair.
My mum just thinks you're all so handsome. Hair. Yeah, he's got good hair.
He's got really good hair.
There's, I'll accept that. I walked into the Bastion office. We had founder Ferg and his brother's the CEO up in Sydney, and I'd walk in the office. And his brother would just clap, mate, the best hair in the building.
That's nice.
And I was just like, I just flick it a bit.
Well, what about when we went
to...
It's so nice to be complimented on your appearance, isn't it?
I don't know. Well, I was trying to justify why it might not be good because I never get it. Like, no one ever said, oh, like you, like...
Yes, they do.
The most I get is I like your socks.
I have told you you're handsome very many times.
And it's in that inflection. That inflection is not a... Not one to take seriously.
Never again.
No, but so when we were at Jason PJ, we were in the studio, and then we walked out, and then one of the producers came out and said, "Tommy, you gotta come over here." And there was
a bit weirded out.
There was a lot of ogling going on, where all the girls were like, "Oh, we think you're hot." I was like,
what are they, grade four?
Yeah. Well, that's
happened to a friend of all of ours recently, but we'll probably keep that one offline.
Sure. Are we talking about Pete? Pete's class. he's a hot guy.
I think there's not, like, if we were to each today, the four of us in this room,
try and give
at least two people a compliment, mm-hmm. not necessarily about their looks, but something. Like, I think it's lovely. Like,
it's funny you've said this. Sorry, I've just completely interrupted you. A very bad thing has happened in recent months in that when I am drunk, I've become super nice.
Is this a new thing?
Yeah, I don't like this side of me because I'm not, like, affectionate. I'm not super in touch with my feelings. And then I will have... you know, some drinks, and I'm like, you know what we should do? Should we go around and, like, tell everyone what we love about each other? It's a nightmare. No,
good
it's
game
awful.
When you're drunk, though. We did that in LA with Tully. We were all holding hands. And Mason had my hand. I'll do it to you.
Yeah, but you guys are
Mason
all pretty
started doing this.
Oh, okay.
He started actually using his thumb and sort of
that's
caressing
what people
my
do when
hand.
They want to kiss you. So
I don't know. We were all a bit emotional, and he was drunk for the first time. Nice. So
but you guys are all pretty empathetic.
And I'd let Mace kiss me.
That's cool.
Nothing.
That's good.
I mean, I feel like...
You get lips lippy on your face, doll.
It's true. Saying I love you. I've never been... Like I said to Bree, I said a lot. Actually, I realised the other day that, like, we're sitting on the couch and within a 5-minute block I said, like, three times, do you love me?
To Bree.
Yeah, I don't even say, like, I love you. It's like, do you love me?
Yeah.
I say it to Amy
a lot. And
then
Bree's like, yes. I'm like, why? Like doing that.
Jesus.
But I do say to Bree, I love you. I love it. I probably say it like 20 times in a day. It's almost like a bit of I need to feel silence type of thing.
No, there's a feeling. And that is the best reason to say it, isn't it?
No, when you're so grateful and you're on the couch and it's just like, oh, I love you.
You're just happy. I get in needy modes and I'm like, you love me? Like, I know Amy loves me. Mm-hmm. You know Bree loves
it. It's nice to hear it.
But it's just so nice. And then, like, I think about Bodhi, I say to him nonstop, like, mate,
I love
you're such
him.
A little beauty. You're the best. I love you so much. But and then what does he
say? I really want him to love me.
He would love you. I'd say I love you, Auntie Gemma. He'd say that. He loves people.
You just did a fist.
Yes.
Is that because He did punch you at the last event?
Oh, no, he didn't. This is actually, this was brought up on the show. He didn't.
Really? Because I walked in and then someone had said, I'm like, oh, what's happening? So like, Bodhi just punched Gemma.
No, because then he came up and he was like, I'm sorry, Gemma. And I was what are you apologizing for, dude? But he didn't.
Because he punched you. You mustn't have even noticed.
No, he just threw a hand out.
Didn't realize.
And he had a fist on that hand.
It's because it happens all the time. I'm just walking along.
It just happens.
Punch me. It's fine. It's okay.
So it turns out my next door neighbour had a crush on you.
Well, that's certainly the version of events that I've been told.
It was established that you went to high school with my next door neighbour.
Queen of Kurnung.
The Gronk separation goes far. Like, there's some connection through everybody.
Yeah, it's a bloody small world, hey?
But, it's good.
And so how did that come about? How did we work out that... So there's Michelle Timms on one side, and then lower there's. What's his name?
Liam.
Liam.
I love Liam.
He's got a Hilux.
He's got a big car, big truck.
What is it?
But he calls it a monster truck. Yeah. So it's a monster truck.
And Chris is having issues with his ute at the moment, or what did that end up being?
No, he just took it. I used an analogy, and apparently it was controversial, but I think it's appropriate. He's had his car serviced, and essentially what they've told him is that his car has terminal cancer and is going to die at some point, but there's just no, like, time on when.
How does a car get?
Something about the engine. I don't know.
Did you need to get bad fuel or something?
You have a crack in the engine?
I don't know.
Could be cracking the head. What sort of car has Chris got?
A ute. That is as much.
Hilux?
Couldn't tell you.
Big ute?
Does it impress you?
No.
Does it bloody make you feel something?
Not even a tiny bit.
Like an SS ute?
He did take apart a door handle the other day, and I was like, I've never been more attracted to you. And he's like, you understand this is my job, yeah? I was like, I would love to come to work with you.
Well, was there something I was talking about, stupid thought that I thought chicks who could drive a manual back in the day I was into? Was there something like dumb that you look back and think, this is so dumb? Like,
no, it's dumb, but I stand by it. When a boy reverses the car but puts their hand over the back of your seat, mama.
But now they've got just rear view camera, so I fully cuck out and just look.
Well, but you do know that you're not allowed to do that in the test. I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to turn your body, hold the seat, and use one hand. You
dangerous.
Need two hands.
Very sexy.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a rule breaker. It's a rule breaker that you're into.
Keep going.
And so Liam's got a ute anyway, and so he. At some point when you went to high school together, same year, do we know?
No, he would be 3-4 years younger than me.
Much younger than me. I don't know how old you are.
I am 27.
Good age.
Jordan Michaelides thought I was 23. That's something I learnt the other day.
It's a few things like that. That even happened with.
But you guys thought I was older.
No, I thought you were older.
Because I'm a
baby
genius.
Baby genius. You don't think baby geniuses are old because you still think they're a baby. They're just a genius. Yeah. We just thought you were an old genius.
Yeah, this is true.
How do you think you'd go with your VCE if you were to do it now?
I did okay, but I stopped trying because my first preference was they didn't look at your enter score. It was based on portfolio and interview. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm fucking charming. Mm. This will be fine. And it was.
I've gone a bit off, like TAFEs and unis and all that sort of thing. Hearing Harry describe all of the stuff that he has to go through in regards to doing a course, I feel like it's a bit of a scam.
Where is he?
Well, now he's at MIT.
I loved it.
We're not looking at like a brand new 2-year old establishment.
But he was saying stuff like he goes there and it's like, okay, this is how you open Premiere Pro, and he's been Harry's been using it for 4 years.
But there's also
for me that was useful. Like I did a bit of everything and that shit was useful. But at the time I was like, I'm never ever gonna need to know how to record sound.
So what was the one thing that you took from that was the best thing that you ever did at RMIT?
You know what? It was actually the first course that I did because I was the baby. Everyone else in the course was much older and was already working and had come back as like a skill refresher. And they said, oh, you want to write, you need to start doing it now, start submitting pieces. So I did. So that's why I started working when I was 18.
What was the actual class?
It was a It was a diploma, which is now an associate degree, which is annoying. It was a diploma in professional writing and editing. So I went to RMIT TAFE first. Mm-hmm. So then when I moved over to journalism at RMIT University, I was exempt from half of the things because I already had 2 years of a course under my belt and I was writing for L'Oreal.
Yeah. I mean, even you had Zoe on your show. It was a great chat. I enjoyed it a lot.
I enjoyed it too.
She was talking about how when she was getting started, like you didn't do all that. You didn't have like the side hustle stuff. You didn't do all that type of thing. It was just like you would finish high school and then be like, oh, what am I going to do now?
Now I've got some paper and I'll go to a job interview.
Well, my next door neighbour.
Liam?
No, Michelle. I should do it. I'd just build out the whole community.
That's right. I'd love to.
Is Liam do they want that? Michelle's going to come on the podcast.
And so,
She's so funny.
And so Liam lives with his brother.
Twin brother.
And so Liam's brother is the one that had the McDonald's.
Yeah, that's the story. Yeah, anyway. 16-year-old girl lives next door, Michelle's daughter.
Imagine being 16.
I know. Like, I capture glimpses of what I remember the sort of 16-year-old life was about. You know,
it's
I said to her, 2 days ago.
To Michelle or the 16-year-old?
No, the 16-year-old. I said, have you ever listened to a podcast in your life?
Okay, Dad.
No. I said TikTok, right? Yeah. It's like
she loves TikTok.
It's all they TikTok. It's all TikTok, dude. I don't know if kids are listening to podcasts yet. I think it's one of the mediums that people like AM.
It's like the new age AM radio, isn't
potentially,
it?
Potentially. It was a sort of perspective shift. And then I said, look at my TikTok. And then she's blown away with the amount of views and sales. Would you do a
TikTok with her?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. That'd be funny.
I'm on there somewhere.
What are you doing on there?
So hungover. Actually, no, I'm on there twice. One of my cousin's 10-year-old at Christmas got me when I was so drunk. And she was like, no, TikTok's really cool. Like, you just do a dance. I'll teach you the dance and then we'll film it. And I was like, nah, I'm a really good dancer. So you're not even going to teach me. I'm just going to follow along. And then in the morning when I was hungover, I was like, I'll be better now. I was not.
Well, at your New Year's Eve party, I've got such long videos
of you and Gabby just like and we will never speak of them again.
I mean, it's quite impressive, but I feel like there's probably 6 TikToks in that one video.
Jesus.
Snapchat. Tommy got me to download Snapchat.
That's mostly for dick pics.
Is it really?
No.
Nah, Snapchat's now literally just a messaging service.
Yeah.
That's most people.
My girlfriends and I have like a group message on there. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the concept of group messaging.
I hate group messaging. You know I hate group messaging.
What? Yeah. This is brand new information.
Is it raunchier/riskier messages on Snapchat?
Nah, it's actually because a lot of them have like fitness goals, but the only way they will stick to them is if they are held accountable. So they'll film themselves doing a workout being like, see, I'm doing it.
Interesting.
And then I'll just send back like, yay, clapping emoji.
I mean, you're onto it. I messaged you the other night late and you wrote straight back.
Then I listened to the show and heard that you were having an impromptu piss up and I'm like, man, did TJ drunk message me?
I feel like that's I enjoy that more. Like the other night on Saturday night last week, Jace Hawkins did the post of the Daily Talk Show Wine. Yeah. And him and I just got on the back and forth text and I could tell he was a bit pissed.
There's a rhythm you can get in.
And we were just like, and it was one of those things where
I don't think you'd be able to tell if I was.
The conversation should have died, but it kept going.
That's a way to tell.
What is your tell? How would we know if you were through messages? How would we know that you've had a lot to drink?
7 empty pints in front of me.
Yeah.
just like the
eggplant emoji over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably... Probably it.
Pictures of online guys doing a reverse park with their arm over. Just like, what do you think of this guy?
It's probably an animated GIF.
Reverse park.
And so Snapchat you think is for group messaging?
Yeah, I use it as a bit of like if I'm still at my desk and it's quite late, I'm like, oh, look how hard of a worker I am. It's just like a flex for people that I haven't spoken to in ages.
Is it riskier? Like is it a certain – are we going to get a different version of you on Snapchat if we add you?
No. No, and the other thing that I do on there, Fiona, mm-hmm. who you have both met, when we want to vent about something that we know is real petty, we will use one of the Snapchat filters that like puts a like bunny ears on and changes your voice. Mm. And then we'll record ourselves venting and send it to each other, because then when you hear yourself whinging back in a voice that's like, meh, 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 it kind of hits you like this. Yeah. So that's what we use it for. It's like, that's our counseling.
Yeah, we should just watch this podcast back in speed, just double speed.
Yeah, but you've got to have some sort of funny ears on.
Well, the some of the funniest shit that we've heard is when people put a slow-mo on slow-mo in the podcast app, like slow you down to 0.5 and everything sounds like a bit of a slur. Do it.
That's a whole segment on Fox Footy on the Couch with Jonathan Brown. They will just slow down something Brownie's said. Because he sounds drunk.
Because he's come in drunk.
Yeah.
No, it sounds really funny. Now I'm just thinking about it. What's the funny sentence? That was funny.
Yeah, that's
you know,
that's
when you start trying to
don't portray it funny. The social media etiquette of trying to support people online, opposite sex, you're in a long-term relationship.
Mm.
Do you think that people in relationships should like and comment on whether it's a guy topless or bikini photos? Should Tommy be liking model shots or commenting?
Here's
or even
the
me
thing.
Or 97. 97 can do what he wants. He can be his.
I think it's it depends on who you are and who your partner is and what they're cool with.
I'm just going to my explore feed and like, I'm just seeing if there's a.
Most of what I do on Instagram is just like Sebastian Stan's photos.
Sebastian?
There's some of the creepiest. There's some of the.
The Winter Soldier. There's Avengers.
Like I'm just looking on
Marvel.
Oh my God, Sebastian Stan with his hand on the back of the passenger seat.
Maybe you could get that in a cameo. You pay for him to do that.
There's just like I've seen.
You'll never see me again.
Some of the.
Gemma, I've tried to call you three times. Why aren't you answering?
Some of the creepiest people writing on. Like, unless you're mates with Steph Claire Smith and you're looking at
her. Oh, yeah. If you're sending.
You're seeing her bum saying, great, Steph, you're working hard.
The like, drop of water emoji.
Like, there is the sleaziest people. Mm. And then I click.
But what about being funny? Because the other day there was a Steph Claire Smith photo and someone had written, it was like spam. And they said, I'm doing follow. Like, if you follow me now, I'll follow you back. He had a tick. And I said, are we also doing PC for PC?
That's why Kylie Jenner turned comments off. Because Or I think now you don't have to turn them off, but you can just receive comments from people that you follow.
From friends.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're a celebrity.
Like maybe that's a good way of getting – no, because then you need to – then you there's you a lot can, more pressure to start following people back.
Don't do that.
Or you can turn comments off for if they use specific words.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So. It's when you have 70 million followers.
Yeah, this is it's not a problem any of us have.
So what's the general rule?
Do not be
– just don't be fucking thirsty.
So, but
in a relationship.
But don't you also think that thirsty can be – I feel like if I wasn't in a relationship, my version of thirsty would be like, ha ha, like I'm not being direct, but ha ha, I'm funny, aren't I?
Yeah.
So I'd be like writing witty things, just being like so for instance, you've written on Tully's. See, we have-
Tully's our mate.
Yeah, and this is the thing.
That's the other thing. It depends on the relationship you've got with that person.
And so from the Daily Talk, like I think sometimes we write from the Daily Talk show, which is mainly 97. But
which one of you was telling me my new profile picture was really nice?
Not me.
That was me.
I knew it was you.
That's nice. I wondered.
Tully's like, a different.
So the funny, you made a funny joke, TJ, because Tully talks about how guys get obsessed with her phone case. And Tully had put it's basically like a liquid that moves around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Tully had taken a bikini photo.
Yeah.
And Tommy had written nice phone case.
Yeah, because I was pointing out the stupidity.
Like it is funny, but it's also funny.
Yeah, but I'm making light of how she's an influencer. And then she appreciates some of it, how it's just a bit, influencer life is like, you are just taking a fucking bikini shot.
Mm.
and you got your phone case. I thought it was a funny, like, but yeah, I'd never do that to a rando that I had no idea.
Well, the one, I've only
done it
very.
I just think you get a vibe from if someone's hitting on you. I can absolutely tell when someone is hitting on me.
There's definitely been, like, on the very odd occasion where I'm just like, oh, this person, like, oh, they're really nice. And they posted a photo and, oh, it's a bikini photo.
Who? Give us a real world example. Who are you following, bro?
No, it's literally like just a guest that we've had on the show and that they post a photo. But the funny thing is when I do it, I'm like, I'm being supportive because it's like the only reason you put that photo online is because you want likes, right?
Mm. Like I'll give them likes if they're a like, friend.
But,
yeah,
no
but as
joke.
Long as you're not just sending like the drool emoji. <it's>
Well, that's the thing. And so I liked it, but the hilarious thing was it's like the one time I'm like, oh, I'm going to test this out, like just – do it. Oh, and see, and I liked it. And like 3 seconds later, Bree's like, oh, you like the photo? Like,
whose photo is it? Let's be honest.
Oh, it was Michelle Andrews from Shameless.
I don't think Michelle thinks you're hitting on
it. Well, but this is the, thing. It's
what
the,
was it, a bikini shot?
It's just a bikini shot.
No, like, so the question is like, probably just give her, I'd like to share the likes around
the people.
And that's
the thing.
That the other thing is there are like different genres of bikini photos. Michelle's bikini photos, she's not like pouting and got like a finger in her mouth and any of that. Like hers aren't.
They're just like
thirst trappy. Yeah.
And so what's a
thirst? I taught Pete what a thirst trap is. He's very confused.
And so what would a thirst trap, what's a thirst trap photo versus a, like don't we, isn't every bikini photo a thirst trap?
Okay, no. You at the beach smiling with your mate, the thumbs up, versus the girl taking a selfie, pushing her, arching her back and her bum's poking up and there's a G-string that she's wearing.
Correct.
And it's like,
isn't it all just
check out
spectrum?
The mountains in the back, but there is actually mountains behind the sea. You know, like that's a thirst trap over, I'm rocking down the beach with me mates.
And I totally support a thirst trap.
For both photos,
I think it's a genius maneuver.
So the closest thing I get to a thirst trap posting is like
you've never posted a thirst trap. I can say that.
And I've done three this week.
So that is a lie.
So
and what about me at the festival? All the festival content, all thirst traps.
No, there's another.
That's the ha 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 ha. I'm funny, but geez, he's cute.
There's an
thirst trap isn't cute.
You've been hit by the Gemma Watts confidence stick today, I think.
I don't think cute is thirst trap.
But there's another thing that is harder
cute
to
trap.
Spot that they call Gatsbying, which is, so you know how the whole point of the Great Gatsby.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't read it, do you mean? That's what comes first.
I haven't seen the movie either.
Okay.
And I haven't been on the train.
Cool. So.
Is it a train?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What is the Gatsby?
So. The whole point of Great Gatsby, if we're talking about the film, Leonardo DiCaprio has fallen in love many, many years prior with Carey Mulligan. So he moves in to this like crazy mansion across the water from her and throws these ridiculous parties every night. And then you find out that he's just been throwing these parties to get her attention, hoping that one day she would rock up to one of the parties. So Gatsbying on social media is – if there's like one specific person whose attention you want. So like, let's say hypothetically, if you were single, there was a girl who loved music festivals and like you happened to know maybe was in the St. Kilda area, you'd be like, hey, I'm just in St. Kilda today. Like, and hoping that they would see it. So
that's
they
exactly
would message
what
you.
We put out the content. Yeah. But there was,
so
was
I was
definitely
I was sort
not
of Gatsby.
It's harder to recognize.
I think I was Gatsbying.
To no one. to MTV's audience.
No, but so like to give
I'm
you an
sure
idea.
I'm sure it's on Urban Dictionary. I've not
if
made
it's not
this
a thirst
up.
Trap,
no, I like it.
If
I
it's not a thirst trap, why would you get messages like this? So this is, here's a photo that I posted last night.
I got some interesting DMs.
So cute.
That's not thirst trap.
There was one so
no
cute.
No one's but thirsty then, over a 9-year-old
absolutely
boy.
Absolutely
no,
not.
But, the whole thing is but then have a look.
They're not.
Here's
not this audience.
Here are the comments. Okay. Little JJ is the cutest. Yes. You big cutie. That's from Bree. I just thought that that was quite like everyone
from
was.
Is it from your missus?
Is this your mate?
I once posted a photo and I was just being silly doing this or something like that.
Flexing. You're flexing.
Flexing.
Same, I'm always
this was when I was 19 though. But then I put it up. I took it down because my pants were so tight you could just see my peen.
Really? That's not ideal.
But I was, it was stupid. Because like I hate fucking any of that shit.
Big aesthetic at the moment is nipples.
Like we're actually talking about this with Liam, my next door neighbor.
It's very
nipple,
cool now. I'm not
into
that.
Nipple piercings.
What does it take? Like if you are because I think it's like fashion-wise, women are doing it more. Like I don't think guys are necessarily.
It's the resurgence of the 90s. So Carrie Bradshaw, Sex and the City, she pioneered just not wearing a bra.
And is there a technique to make sure that you've always, you're at the point where you want to be in regards to.
Not that I'm aware of, but that would be a concern. If I've not got a bra on, which is often I have to take mine down because I don't want.
You don't
headlights
want that
to come on,
but that is a
that's
feature.
A look these
that
pe- days.
But that is
yeah,
a look,
it is.
Right?
I don't understand it though. Mm-hmm. It's not
at
for
Kilda
me.
Festival. I saw so many nipple rings, nipple piercings.
Sorry, nipple piercings.
Nipple piercings.
You can see it. It's just like this bar that runs down.
I guess that's the point. Why are you doing it otherwise?
Imagine it getting like caught on.
Well, yeah, it's a private like a private area that you then show off. I get
you
it.
You could first never try. Wear like crochet or a knit ever again.
But they want to.
But it would get caught, and then the garment would unwrap.
And so
I'm just thinking
so there
about
is a, so
what
is
clothing.
What are girls like? Bradshaw.
I was going to say, what are girls like? Like,
like do you like
you
the
and
look
your girlfriends?
Do you like the look?
I'm more like surprised of it that it's
yeah,
a thing because I don't understand.
I don't understand
it.
It.
But I'm talking about men. So say you and your girls.
Mm.
Like guys with their tops off on Instagram. Like I follow a bunch, but they're more like in the bodybuilding fitness area.
It's not for me.
Like who?
Absolutely not for me, but I mean personal preference.
Unless they're reversing a car.
I've got a very specific type and it's not.
Well, what's a thirst trap in a man? What's he posting? How does a thirst trap play out? Like abs shot, obviously.
Yeah,
like
I guess.
Top off at the beach. Oh, look at me quads.
Yeah.
But really? Then quads?
But this is the thing. A lot of the people that do the they're bodybuilders or they're like fitness models.
Yeah.
Like so they work on their body, but then they become obsessed with the muscle shape. And I don't know if the girls are like necessarily thirsty over
some,
that.
Some are.
Yeah, but not all of them. I think it's a.
No.
Some women don't
all,
like muscly men.
Yeah, but then not all guys like, you know, the G-banger and the titties.
Personal pref.
Yeah. To each their own.
Yeah. I mean, we're three.
I've done it again. I'm talking
in relationship
dicks
people
or
that.
Titties well, in every episode.
At least you've reframed it because you used to say it like, you always, Josh,
it's
you always.
It's always dick chat.
Josh, you always talk about scrotums and dick. What is it about you when I'm here? And then you put me in this position.
That's your Gemma voice, is it?
Yes.
It's
I
also
would
his
love
Martin's
to
voice.
Hear a Gemma impersonation. Kat Moore reckons she can do one, but she's too scared to
really?
Send it to me.
Oh, I reckon I can do it better. It's just like I think there's something about like you've got to speak.
Why am I talking
Connery?
Out of one side of my mouth?
I think because it's like you're speaking at the very top of your mouth.
Okay.
You know? Okay.
Okay. Did you get hit? Did you get hit with the confidence stick today, JJ?
Have you been?
No. Did you now?
I so regret bringing this up.
Can we please get Mr. 97 to try one? Just do
if
it.
You, if you're not using 50 SPF,
you're cancelled.
Oh yeah.
I know. But
do you want
actually, do you know who's cancelled? Uber driver rocked up. He started putting sunscreen on 30 plus. You're done.
Oh, 30 plus.
Was like, he that's was not a, helping shit.
To be
he was a
fair, you know what it is?
No, it's not.
The best sunscreen is the one you want to wear.
You're right. He had a great tan though. Anyway.
No such thing.
He was Spanish.
You can have a great tan. Nothing healthy about a tan though.
Yeah.
So give Gemma Watts impersonation
oh my God,
a crack, Mr.
So
97.
No pressure.
No, let's start with silence and then the first thing you do is you're just going to go, okay, he's laughing, he's gone red, this is great. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, my God, no pressure.
I think that was too high.
Yeah.
But I appreciate it. I think everyone's tried and...
Can you impersonate us?
No, no, because I'm smart enough to know that this is a terrible idea.
Bad game.
Yeah. it's like the guess how old I am game. You can't win.
Well, it's like the honesty thing. TJ was talking the other day about like he's being extremely honest in 2020.
Mm. Radical honesty.
Radical honesty, which back. Means there's going to be tears. But on the other side of tears is a more robust life because you don't have to lie.
Robust. What a good word.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so
something about that. Like just feeling – well, I think it's like how you define – a lie or not speaking the truth or keeping something.
A lot of
like,
grey area.
Like, yeah, it is. But I think what happens is when the rule is, whatever it is, I need to share it, you then start being able to define where you've blurred the line and it's become a grey area. Like leaving out something doesn't mean I'm lying. It's like you convince yourself that's not lying. Something Amy had asked me, and I just was like, it was a flat out lie in the end, but I justified it because I thought that by saying not the truth was a way, because, you know, to smooth the situation. It didn't really matter and blah, blah, blah. But you see the sort of reward on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting one. Like even Derek with his kids and wife and talking about his
Apple Watch,
That Pete, that Pete gave him.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
And Pete did give him that watch. That's
I couldn't take a watch from a guy.
After it, yeah.
No, but I mean, you just look at and that you just got to apply it to yourself. And I've done that shit.
Yeah. And then I guess you have to work out, okay, what, like, if you're lying, does it then harbour guilt that then is actually you end up expressing in other ways?
Yeah, the guilt's hard. Anyway, are you lying to me, Gemma?
I haven't in a while, I don't think.
I said, how are you going today? Did you lie?
Did you ask how I'm going?
No, I didn't.
No, I'm but I just really did good.
That was a test. Just then.
Yeah. No, I'm real good. How are you? Real good,
yeah. How am I feeling? Pretty tired today. Bodie, you kept me up last night. Yeah. Mentioning, kicking me in the face.
Good stuff.
How many hours sleep did you get, TJ?
Oh, it's just broken from 10 p.m. till 5:45, but it's just there's bits that are broken.
You said the other day that you loved it.
Well, it's one of the things.
Like, I get reminded.
It's that fucked up thing where that parent who lost their kid was like, I sit by the back door hearing the door bang and I love hearing it because it reminds me of the kid. But when the kid did it, I hated it and I yelled at him. Right. And so I don't know. I try and go, it's the best thing ever because he's my son and he's healthy. Yeah. And it's like, so you're just trying to reframe it because it is the most annoying thing, but I don't want to be caught up in thinking, this is so fucking annoying. He's a little shit, you know. It's beautiful. Like he's so beautiful.
I asked Pete to come on the show, but he had a meeting.
Pete does this thing where, like, I'll say a really nice thing to him, and then he'll just send back like this emoji.
Yeah. What do you expect from a guy like me? I'm fucking great.
I sent him a screenshot of. He sent me a screenshot how you were like, oh, do you want to come on the show tomorrow? Mm-hmm. And he was like, we've got a meeting. And then I replied with the screenshot of me being like, I miss Pete. Can you get him to come on? I had already told him when I spoke to you on Monday, like, I think I'm going on the show this week. Can you please come? So I sent him that screenshot where I've said like, I miss Pete. And he sends back this emoji with soz.
Soz.
Yeah, it's
what's going to happen? Like, I mean, there's a resilience to – because I was the opposite. Like growing up with friends, with dating, I always wanted to be that guy.
What guy?
The guy that can just – that doesn't enter into whatever anyone else throws at them. So if someone throws – it's like when you when I called you, Jem, and you were like, oh, you didn't write back to the group message even though –
okay, we're doing this. I wasn't going to do this, but I have right of reply because I have been grossly misrepresented and this situation has been grossly misrepresented. I didn't think we were going to do this, but we're fucking doing it.
I'm sorry I said anything, to be honest.
As you should be. I answered the phone not saying, nice of you to call, because that's what you said that I said.
It's basically, what did you say?
Oh, I had assumed you'd lost your phone.
One's more funny, one's more bitchy.
The other thing was the talk surrounding group messages. Yes, it is absolutely normal and not, I don't believe it's impolite for a group message to fade out. You neglected to mention was that a conversation had happened and a date had been set. It wasn't just like a...
I didn't set the date.
No, but a date had been set.
Did I agree to it?
Yeah, you're just like, yeah, that's great.
The other thing you said was that it... I'm on the phone. I made it sound like it was just your responsibility to reply. No, I was pissed off at all of you. It just happened to be that he rang.
And you know what? I'm the guy that just doesn't really buy into it.
He clearly did not pass that on.
Why are you attacking him?
Huh?
Why aren't you attacking him?
Because I haven't attacked anyone. I just sit on the phone. Why did no one reply?
My point is,
I'm attacking you for saying the wrong thing on the show.
How the fuck have I been attacked when I was the one that hadn't organised anything? Yeah. This is what I was saying.
Because then you came on the show and said all this shit that didn't happen.
It fucking happened. You just basically said it happened, just slightly different words.
No. I will second, not to jump on Gemma's bandwagon.
Fuck off.
The hyperbolic nature of what he interprets what you said and then repeats it is outrageous.
I've been
misrepresented many times.
I'm sorry that I can't get the exact fucking words you and Ian say.
The words is fine. If anything, what I said was as abrasive. What
So what's the missing bit? So I don't remember the exact stuff.
There was talk surrounding group messages. You were like, you know what? Sometimes group messages just fizzle out and that's fine. Yes, but a date had been set and then the following day after I sent my follow-up to no reply, he is talking about how he and Breezer had tentatively in their calendar that they would be going out for dinner. And JJ's words was to the tune of, isn't it annoying when you've got something in your diary and then it just doesn't happen because no one's replied to you and then you just end up sitting at home?
Did
and
you I'm ever listening put to that in the and calendar? I'm like, did you ever put it in the, your it thing is, in the calendar?
I've got my diary in my handbag and it says Sevs in big letters.
I'm actually impressed. Yeah. So what I was going to say, by being attacked on my own show.
I'm not attacking you. You apologized over the phone and I said apology
and
accepted.
And now you're taking away from
and
the
then
apology.
You came on the show and kept talking about it.
So what I was going to say is what I like about Pete is that you could say all that sort of shit and Pete would just be like, soz.
Yeah.
Whereas, whereas all of a sudden
now he'd get upset about it.
I get this emotive reaction where I'm like, oh, look, I am. So I started defending myself. I was like, oh, look, I was never going to – I didn't want to go to the club anyway to be on – like I started getting all defensive and I was like, hang on. Okay, step back. You're right. I should have actually just told you. But then I seem like a big fucking baby because I'm sort of like trembling a little bit.
Seemed like a baby when you then came on the show and you were like, you know what I hate? A group message.
I'm sorry I have a daily podcast and I want to talk about my feelings. I even – one thing
it
I didn't
three
reveal,
days after.
But I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to say. And Jem says, you know, what do you think? And I panicked. I didn't know what to say. And so I was getting near a truck. And it was a little bit noisy. I'm like, hey, I'm just about to get hit by a car. Just give me a sec. And it bought me enough time to compose myself, take a breath and be like, yeah, you're right. It's fine. But anyway, I would like to care less when I'm being attacked.
I mean, I just feel like we're throwing the word attack around.
but you know the energy. Do you know the energy you bring?
In that situation or in general?
Do you see?
Yeah, how, because I was quite
calling,
hurt.
And I was calling to say g'day.
Yeah.
And so it was a bit much. Like when I'm calling to say g'day, I then had to, like I sort of, it wasn't until like it was starting to ring where I'm like, oh yeah, we're meant to do that. And so getting that, like getting, if I was really guilty as charged and if I really was that way, I would have just weaseled and done what this guy did and just sort of like somehow now he's the hero.
No, I'm not saying anyone's the hero and it's all good. I just would have loved.
As long as he's not the hero.
I just would have loved a like, oh, like shit, double booked or honestly
so
not feeling it.
What do you think, TJ? Can you sort of wrap it up
from anyone?
You could have just said, oh, fuck, sorry, Jim.
Wait, hang
so
on.
Could
wait,
you
wait,
have,
wait,
so could you?
No, but I didn't call Gemma and have a conversation.
And so that's the whole thing. Aren't I better because I did that?
No, but you weren't called. You just said you were calling to say hi and not to talk about that.
Exactly. But I had the conversation.
Yeah, but if I had spoken to you, I would have said after.
So how did it all fizzle out? So you expressed yourself to me. I got everything. I got the full blind attack.
Hang on. You're the guy that's saying I don't want to care. See, this is the thing. I don't want to care so much. You would if you didn't care so much. You wouldn't have
and that's what
been,
I'm saying.
Felt attacked.
I was saying I wish I didn't feel attacked, but I did.
Okay.
You need someone.
Well, I wish you anyway, had told me that you felt attacked and I would have said, I'm sorry.
If I had said I'm being attacked, there is no way you would have said sorry.
Look, I'm being attacked right now, so I've got to go. Yeah. Okay?
But is that me?
That's actually what you would do. That's the first version of becoming the guy
say,
who doesn't care.
No. Well, you would say if it was TJ, I'd be like, this is just unproductive. And if any time he doesn't want to hear something, it's just unproductive.
I just wanted to know if we were going out and if I should cross it out of my diary.
Thanks, well, it's maybe because Tommy's being unproductive.
There's also, I take everything Gemma says with a grain of salt because she's always with a sarcastic tone.
And so that's my thing.
You've always got a sarcastic tone.
So this is the thing. I took what you said with no grain of salt. I took it with all seriousness and I took it on and I felt the feeling that you felt.
But did you take Tommy's, the planning with a grain of salt or did you take me saying, I'm upset that no one has replied to me?
I didn't take any salt. None of it was a grain of salt. What I'm saying is that through the group message, I was just involved, but I definitely wasn't a leader. I didn't know any of the nightclubs that you were mentioning.
I didn't have a go at you though. I was like, why did no one reply?
And so I think that what we learned is maybe
Josh is a sensitive.
I will never try to organise anything again.
You definitely need someone spearheading from both camps. So it's like if you – like the Friday night drinks that we did, I was really pushing. Like I didn't have the energy that I put into those drinks as for that night. But I was saying
– Is this an apology?
Absolutely not.
I don't require an apology.
I said sorry though. So is that – I just think – Not to go on about it, but Sevs, do you sort of understand where I'm coming from?
I understand where you're coming from.
But I just think if we zoomed out a little bit, what we'd see is I understand that you're saying that I didn't need to say sorry, but I did say sorry.
And I appreciate that.
And none of these guys have said sorry, but somehow I'm the one that's creating all the problems.
It's
because you've talked about
it. Because you were the one that then came on the show and was like, "You're not going to believe what you said to me."
Was I that bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
What did I say? Where were you when you were listening to that?
Coming home from that event where I'd...
The night out without us.
Yeah, I was actually at Miyagi at the table, like, so weird. I thought we were all having dinner. I'd had a really awful evening and had not been spoken to very nicely, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to hop in the car and listen to my best friends.
The angels, so I appreciate the angels.
I'm going to listen to my favourite people, and that's really going to lift me up. And I'm like 20 minutes into it, and I'm like, yeah, this is good stuff. I feel amazing. And then I hear old mate, well.
And to be honest, it's a thing about having anyone close to you. Even Brie listening to stuff now, it's like I know that like she'll say, "You misrepresented the Michelle." I didn't care about it. We were laughing about it. And you're saying, now you make me sound like I'm a psycho.
Well, then I don't know if I'll get in trouble. Can I tell them how I text you after I got home?
No, I don't remember.
I sent a text when I got home and I was like, mate, like you took what I said out of context. I was upset because I thought we had all locked in plans and then no one replied. You've taken it out of context and you were like, man, you sound like Brie.
I mean, this is what I feel like I'm dealing with though. Like you guys are
you've been accused of taking rah-rah out of context.
But the thing is, these are the two biggest rah-rahs in the business, Gemma and Brie, both in the rah-rah game.
We are in the rah-rah game.
Surely a little bit of podcast rah-rah doesn't hurt anyone. Like I'm a storyteller. And sorry, I can't tell. Like, it is fucking boring to be like, oh, even though Brie told me off about the Instagram thing, it was only a joke. And I don't even know if it was Michelle, but it's funnier saying that. Like, see, that's not funny now. And so now you've made, so Brie, now you've heard the whole thing. Now I feel good about that.
I've reconciled. Lost,
I think I'm the lost. Biggest, yeah. The biggest learning for me about. Is that next time I would like to organise something with my friends, I will send a calendar invite.
Yeah.
And there'll be an RSVP. Not send a
calendar invite. Can I just tell you, for me personally, if you actually bring you my wife into the equation.
Oh, so he wants his EA. His EA.
No. It's because I can't not have organise a date with my wife and then prioritise getting smashed with Tully.
Well, Tully actually did ask, are the girlfriends invited? And then no one replied to her. Yeah, so
yeah, I mean, there's the empathetic view of we don't know everyone's situation right now. Like, it has to really work.
What's your situation?
Well, it was like I can't be spending money on a night out getting pissed with you, Gronks, as opposed to the money I could spend with Amy having a nice dinner or going away. Like, that's my situation.
But then I would just jump in and be like, sorry, guys, no can do.
But trust me, if you get onto Amy, she'll be like, I'm in. I love Jeff. So it will happen very
soon.
And then she'll be driving it like, great, well, Tommy, we're going. I'll be like, yeah, all right. Loving this.
Okay.
So we'll have partners. Next time.
But maybe, why don't you just give Amy access to your Instagram account?
Sure.
But that's an easier way of doing it.
She won't even want that.
No, because then you'd have the problem that you guys have with just hello at the Daily Talk Show in that one person reads.
I've got a question. Question for you. Just before we go. Would you have a problem with Chris looking through your phone? Like, thoroughly?
God, no.
No, cool.
Nah.
Bit of content? You want to do that? Would you give us 2 minutes with your phone now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You would?
Oh, great.
See, but I would now too, though. But back in the day,
yes,
I wouldn't have. Like,
please don't go through deleted photos.
No, not even. It's just more just.
What sort of deleted
photos? When you're
photos?
Young and single, you're nothing. Just following shit that you probably wouldn't if you were in a kind relationship. Not even. Like, I think you just build a muscle when you're single of, like, it's mine, it's my phone.
I don't know. It's like a light pink cover. Maybe it's on the couch.
Oh, you got two phones?
No.
Oh, no?
No, no, no. He's just picked up my wallet. Oh, there we go.
Don't walk so heavy, Mace.
Sorry, mate. Let the boy
Sorry, Mason.
What are you going to look through?
I reckon my strategy will be, I'll tell you. Do you want to do a thumb it?
Deleted photos.
No, I think, no. So what I think for the.
I
reckon. So he's looked at my recent calls. That's why I suggest him.
Text messages.
I reckon.
Yeah, well, how you speak to your partner.
What is he searching for?
Oh, he's searching in text messages. Oh my God, is it cuck Josh?
He's searched the word babe, which is only to my girlfriends.
Josh.
What are you? It's going to come up your messages,
Josh,
which you can see your end.
For not replying. Says this chickened out.
Yeah, because I said to Chris, I am not going out this Friday anymore.
Bizarro Josh. When did you say Bizarro Josh to me?
I found that guy who I thought looked like you.
Oh, that's right. Okay, this is all pretty clear.
Josh is looking.
That could have been really hurtful. I don't know why.
That's what you're looking for.
I'm looking for like nasty
shit against you. See, that's not where I'd go.
Okay.
I'd go to like
Tommy.
I thought he'd be going for Instagram DMs.
You've got a lot of gear. Warwick Kappa.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So there's a story about that. That's a screenshot that Chris sent me. Warwick Kappa.
How much do you get into the. Who's.
Go to her search history. I bet you it won't be like.
He's looking at business.
Browser history.
Emily's my manager.
Remember all the porn Tully had on her browser?
I got none of that.
Oh, you're pretty good, aren't you? What about if
Mason remembers.
Oh, I've just Googled bitch diesel because on Chrissy, Sam and Brownie they were talking about that's what the slang for Prosecco is. And rosé is our portsy water.
You're pretty clear, aren't you?
But UDL, Bogan's mouthwash.
He's going through Snapchat now.
And have you heard that one? Bogan's mouthwash.
See, that's the group chat.
She's not listening to
Courtney G.
That?
She's feeling stressed about Josh having her phone.
No, is it a little bit or not? Pretty relaxed. There's nothing interesting on here. So this part of Snapchat is all just like ads.
What are you looking for? You're going to have
it's interesting.
He
I would
just
love
searched for his name in my messages hoping to find something incriminating and I was just like.
There's nothing if you've
no one's
got.
No talking about you.
See, the thing is.
No,
if
I was trying to turn your. I was trying to power.
I thought you were just going to go straight to Instagram DMs.
A life of nothing to hide is very. Soothing. Like if you actually have nothing.
She's got another phone for that.
Yeah.
Nah. Right.
That's good fun.
Anyway. Are you surprised that I'm relaxed about it?
Were you though?
Yeah.
See, it wouldn't surprise me if Tully was worried.
I wouldn't have said yes if I was worried.
Well, Tully was showing us everything. What's Tully got to hide?
No, I reckon if you went a bit deeper, there'd be other stuff.
Let's have a look at the
Like what's your photo? You didn't even look at her photos. Like
out of respect, I didn't want to try and find any sort
DMs,
of
nudes. Requests. No, I don't have any on there.
Yeah, I mean that's the only thing. If people are taking nudes on their phones,
10 requests. That's quite good.
A lot of them I don't open.
A lot of
business ones.
Message requests.
I think it's really unprofessional when brands approach you via DM, so I don't.
Amy follows us.
She's really nice.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's good fun. Wait, this is all 6 hours ago.
Mm.
What are you saying, a radio
mic? She's an influencer.
Oh, did you see that story? That was so funny.
He doesn't have a top on and you did an emoji back.
It's hysterical. If you put the volume up, it's like one of those filters. And he's like, oh, I didn't know they liked me. It's really funny.
It is funny.
Anyway, Gemma Watts, thanks for coming on the show.
It's funny how little iPhone, like being an older iPhone.
Oh, yeah, this is.
It's, everything's like. Completely different. So it's like, swiping up doesn't do what you think.
It's exactly what I had the bone to pick for so long with your old phone.
But now I have it, so I
update mine.
Glow Journal, check out the Zoe Foster Blake ep. It was great.
Thank you. Yeah, really good.
Who's on next week?
No one, because I go fortnightly.
Oh, sure.
Next fortnight is Priscilla from Bang & Body.
Right. What is Bang & Body?
It started with a like body moisturizer that just went ballistic because Daily Mail picked it up, and now she's got a body scrub and a lip balm, and there's more products in the pipeline.
Do you put it everywhere?
Yeah, you can do your face as well. I don't use it on my face, but it's
in the evening after exfoliating.
Correct. Very good.
Yeah. Thank you. It's Daily Talk Show. hi at thedailytalkshow.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe to us.
Is there another Friday Drinks happening anytime soon?
We've got the event. Coming to the Adventure Club on the 29th?
Nope, because I'm in Sydney.
Couldn't come to that. I remember.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, I'm in Sydney. And then Tommy was like, I don't think Gemma would like it anyway.
Do you like bike riding?
I love bike riding.
There's beer too. So you would have – no, but I remember you saying, because we were thinking about drinks that day.
What are you doing in Sydney?
I've got a wedding. Yeah. We've actually got two weddings that day. But
in Ooh, Sydney? La,
la. Nah, in just two different states. Wait, we picked the Sydney one.
Okay.
Nah, I'm not crazy. Please. Right.
Well, yes, we will organise some sort of drinks.
Anything else, Sebs, before you go?
Nah.
Okay. I'm glad I asked.
He's just shaking from all the insults. Anyway, I love you, 7-Eleven.
Love you all.
Love you all.
Bye.
See
you
guys.